From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to address the people of Kenya in the end of his three-day visit to his father's ancestral homeland. Mr. Obama will address a crowd at a sports arena in Nairobi Sunday in what is expected to be the highlight of his trip. From Nairobi, Mr. Obama flies to Addis Ababa as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Ethiopia. The president wrapped up a busy day in Nairobi on Saturday at a state dinner hosted by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Earlier, Mr. Obama said that both Kenya and the United States are united in fighting terrorism.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
When asked about gay rights in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that governments should treat people equally, regardless of their sexual preference. However, Mr. Kenyatta said that Kenyans have other items to worry about.
For Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people.
Mr. Obama will travel to Ethiopia for meetings with that country's president and prime minister. He returns to the United States next week. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people Saturday, 3 days after two bombings in the same town killed at least 20 others. State television says a female bomber detonated explosives at a popular night spot, triggering alarms across the city as rescue and military personnel launched the hunt for survivors. This